Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And it's red. It can be sweet, spicy, or smoked. It comes in cans and bottles in stores or by mail order from spice vendors. So who would grow and make his own? KNKX's Dick Stein, that's who. He tells our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, all about it.
Well, Nance, I finally did it. I almost didn't do it, but finally I said, I gotta do it. And now I'm glad.
What'd you do this time, Stein?
I grew some paprika peppers, alma peppers, the kind that are used to make paprika. I just kept putting off picking them. And finally, Cheryl said, look, you grew these specifically to make paprika. Go ahead and do it. So I did. I picked them, and she got out her dehumidifier, which has been sitting in a plastic bag for the last 4 years. I don't think she
ever... Wait a minute. What is this dehumidifier?
It's a dryer. It's a thing you can use to dry vegetables and fruits and herbs and stuff like that.
Is it like a little plastic number? Is it a dehydrator?
Dehydrator. That I should have said dehydrator.
You know, I have one of those in the basement. I found it at a thrift shop. I think I spent $5 on it, and I've been dying to use it.
So grow your own next year and make your own paprika.
Paprika?
Yeah. Paprika, not paprika. I used to know this Hungarian guy, and he said that all Hungarian words are stressed on the first syllable. It's perfectly possible he was BSing me, for he was a mischievous fellow. And if there's any Magyars listening who can confirm or debunk this, please let me hear from you. Anyway, picked them, got out De Groot's
dehydrator.
Thank you. Cut them up into little pieces, put them in there. It took about 8 hours to dry them out enough. And then I put them in my spice grinder, which is actually just a repurposed old blade coffee grinder. Ground them up.
How do you clean your spice grinder when you're using it to grind different kinds of spices?
I just put a little dry rice in there and grind it up, dump it out, and then you can wipe the residue out with a paper towel, and it really cleans it up well. I had to grind them several times. I would grind for a while, dump it out through a fine mesh sieve into a bowl, and then put the stuff that didn't go through back into the grinder again. And it took me about 3 or 4 times, and there were still a few little tiny chunks, but that's okay. And that was that. I licked my finger, you know, and dipped it into the pile of stuff and took a taste. Fabulous. It had a sweetness that I've never before tasted and just a stronger paprika flavor that I've ever had before in any of the commercial stuff I bought, even the fancy pants stuff. Plus, and maybe even more important, it was really fun to do. How cool. Make your own paprika, huh?
Well, good for you, Stein. I hope you saved me some.
You know, I only had 5 or 6 peppers, so I got about maybe less than a quarter of a cup of it, and I'll probably use it all up on one dish. I think I'll make some chicken paprikash.
Paprikash. You know that scene from When Harry Met Sally when they say paprikash, paprikash?
I don't remember that scene. I only remember the one in Katz's Deli, like everyone else. But next year, I'm gonna get maybe 10 of these plants and really crank out a bunch of my own paprika. I got pictures of everything, every step of the way, that I'll put on the Food for Thought post. But wait, here I've been talking all this time, and you've hardly said a word. New experience for you, huh, Nats?
Thanks, Stein. You know, funny you should even mention making chili powder, because Nate,
your son,
up in college in BC, just sent us a picture this weekend. He and a pal of his were making Szechuan chili oil. They didn't have to grow the chilies. They bought some dried chilies. I was so fascinated by the photograph, which has the chilies in the background and the two of them wearing those facial masks you can breathe. But Nate did send me the recipe in that great video from those kids on Chinese Cooking Demystified, YouTube channel.
Yeah, those are great videos.
I'm going to make that.
I'll put a link to that video on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. There's really not much of a recipe for the paprika. I'll describe it with pictures, and I'm just so proud of myself. It was just so cool. And that was really the main reason I did it, you know, just to see if I could make my own. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I'll have what Stein's having.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
There is too much pepper on my paprikash.
Stein.